Hello, hello, my dears, and welcome. This is episode 50. Can that possibly be? Of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast with me, your host, Kelly Connor. And I'm happy to report that my travel schedule has finally eased up and we're back to regular weekly posting. Now until my baby makes his or her arrival in March. So I'm happy to be back with you full time after a bit of a crazy schedule this summer and early fall. So today's class is a longer class. It's an hour and a half in length, and it's a strong level 1-2 class. And I do hope you enjoy this practice. I hope you enjoy your experience in the postures and in the breaths. And I thank you so very much for joining me on this yoga journey to learn more, to read more, and to see photos of the postures. Visit sunroseyoga.com. Namaste.
And so lately, I've been really playing with this notion of having a conversation while in the poses, that the poses are a chance for our body and all of its parts to interact with this shape that we're creating. And I found this fun little quote from another yoga student that I thought might help us sort of find our way into that space. Being still has been very liberating. I am better able to unhook, be present, not react, breathe. And maybe tomorrow I'll forget, but maybe I won't. And I just, this really spoke to me because it brings us back to that place of whatever happens today is just one aspect of our conversation with the yoga. And whatever happens this particular breath is just one aspect. And it's something to notice, something to honor, and then we move on. We move on to our next present moment. So in your practice this evening, allow yourself to experience the postures with each and every one of your parts, to honor that space that you're in, and then to move on. And so with that, we'll come to a beautiful seat, your tallest and most luxuriously regal seat, where you can release through the hips, where your spine is free to lengthen from the base all the way beyond the crown of the head, where the shoulders are free to release, when you're able to more clearly interact with your breath. Here we'll bring our hands to our heart center, to Anjali Mudra, the gesture of offering. And as you press your thumbs into your breastbone, into your sternum, and connect your pinky fingers to that world out there around you, allow your thoughts to travel to your own purpose for this practice. your intention, your sankalpa. And with your in-breath, fill yourself completely with that intention. With your out-breath, bow to your heart, knowing that with awareness, all is possible. And slowly release the hands. Lift the head and lift the focus. We begin on our backs this evening, bringing the soles of the feet together and letting the knees splay out to the sides in Supta Baddha Konasana. This brings tension to your knees or your hips. Support your knees with your blocks. Just allow the hands to rest on the belly. Tonight we'll really be tapping in to the space above the navel. We'll be drawing upon the strength in that space. And just use this time to let your shoulders sink into the earth and connect deeply to the belly. We'll bring the knees together slowly. And then we'll scoop the tailbone under so that the lowest part of your back flattens out. And we'll draw the knees one at a time toward the chest. Just take some time to rock from side to side, massaging the lumbar spine, letting go a little bit more of your day, coming a little bit more into present times. And we'll bring our knees together. Just hold the fronts of your shins. And we'll take in a breath here and really hug the knees toward the chest. And as you breathe out, lift your nose to that space between the knees. As you do so, you'll begin to engage your belly. Engage that space above the navel. Let your breath remain smooth and even. We'll separate the knees and bring the arms between your legs and press your outer upper arms into your inner thighs, hugging your knees into your arms. Now we'll turn the palms to face the sky, pressing the palms toward the sky. Now draw your belly button toward your spine. Maybe scoop the chin. Three more breaths here. And with your third exhalation, release all the way down to earth. Extend your legs out onto the floor and sweep the arms up overhead, joining your thumbs, making the body just as long as possible. Allow the breath to sweep up and down the length of the body. From here again, we'll draw the knees toward the chest. And just rock from side to side. We'll roll to your favorite side. And come up. And we'll make our way to all fours, hands and knees. Chakravakasana. Table pose. Wrists are just beneath the shoulders and knees are just beneath the hips. As you breathe in, tuck the chin, lengthening the back of the neck, and scoop the tailbone, lengthening the low back. As you exhale, allow your hips to draw back toward your heels and rest the forehead on the floor. Bhaktasana, devotional. We'll take in a full cycle of breath here, feeling your breath expand the back of your heart center. Feeling your hips soften and release. Whenever your next in-breath comes to you, slowly draw yourself back to table, Chakravakasana. And with your exhalation, curl the toes and let the hips float high to the sky, downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. And we'll just take in a few breaths here, breathing and stretching, moving the body as the body needs to be moved, maybe bending one knee at a time, pressing into the opposite heel, maybe nodding the head yes and shaking the head no. Finding your way back to that smooth, even breath. From here we'll begin to root the space between the thumb and the index finger into the earth. We'll begin to draw the tops of the shoulders away from the ears and the shoulder blades down the back. The sitting bones begin to perk toward the sky as though you were being lifted by your hip creases. And then the thigh bones begin to press back in space. Beautiful. Our gaze or drishti here is toward the heart center or between the feet. Beautiful. Now tonight is a practice downward facing dog. We'll practice drawing our navel toward our spine, lifting the belly button toward the spine, creating almost a little sandwich where your low back is pressing down and your belly is pressing up. Now with your next breath in, step your right foot between the hands. Just lower the left knee down to earth. Our right shin is vertical. We'll bring the hands to the top of the right thigh, then to the heart center. And as you are ready, circle, sweep the arms around and up overhead. Lift through the heart. Feel as though you may be being lifted through your armpits. Smile through your collarbones. And then allow your shoulders to soften away from the ears. Sometimes, if you're very tight through the shoulders, it helps to bend at the elbows. Come to cactus arms or goal posts. We'll just enliven our fingers, spreading them wide, drawing the thumbs back in space. And with your exhalation, maybe sink a bit deeper into your hips. Good. Now, as you breathe in, reach the fingertips forward and down to earth. And as you exhale, float to down. Femur bones pressing back in space. This is a new experience of downward facing dog. Allow yourself to move in just as thoroughly and completely as you did the first time you ever practiced this posture. And as you breathe in, make your way to bringing that left foot forward between the hands. We'll lower the right knee down to the earth. We'll bring the hands to the top of the left thigh, to the heart center. And as you are ready, circle, sweep the arms around and up overhead, drawing the shoulder blades down and back, sinking into the hips, and finding buoyancy in the heart. Connect with the space between each vertebra. Connect to the softness of the shoulders. As you breathe in, reach the fingertips forward and down to earth.
And as you breathe out, step your right foot forward to meet the left. Uttanasana, forward fold. Allow the crown of the head to become heavy. And maybe soften the knees by bending them. So we're lengthening the spine here still, only we're allowing gravity to help us lengthen. We may wish to grasp opposite elbows with our hands and step the feet hip width. We begin to sway the upper body from side to side. Let your head be heavy. Connect to the neck. Slowly coming back to center and releasing your hands toward earth or to a block. And we begin to shift our weight between the balls of the feet and the heels. And we'll find that place where we're so perfectly positioned, where our hips are stacked over knees, are stacked over ankles, and our weight is centered just a little bit more into the balls of the feet. Still allowing the head to become heavy. From here, we'll step our feet back together, keeping that length of the back of the neck. We'll just walk our fingertips forward on the floor so that they're about 2 feet in front of your toes. Now come way up onto the tippy toes and lift the back of your heart. Lengthen the back of your heart. Coming to Ardha Uttanasana, or half forward fold. And as you exhale, fold. Uttanasana. Again, as you breathe in, we'll walk the fingertips forward, lifting the upper body up halfway, lengthening the back of the neck, tucking the chin. We'll exhale and fold. One more, just like that. Walking the fingertips forward, lengthening, this time increasing the space between your shoulders and your ears. And exhale, fold. And as you breathe in, root down into the feet, bend the knees and use your legs to draw yourself all the way up. Sweep the arms up. And exhale the hands to the heart. Begin to notice where your body is situated in space. Connect to the smoothness of breath. Connect to all 10 toes. And as your next in-breath comes to you, we'll circle, sweep the arms around and up overhead, lifting through the heart, gazing up at the thumbs. We'll exhale and dive forward with strong legs, maybe bending the knees. As you inhale, come up halfway, lift and lengthen. We'll exhale and fold. And as you breathe in, step your right foot back about one leg's length. We'll lower the right heel to the earth, turning the toes out about 45 degrees, but left leg stays bent, right leg is straight as we rise up to Virabhadrasana 1, Warrior 1. Good, and we'll be here a few breaths. We'll press in to that pinky toe side of your right foot. That will give us a little bit of buoyancy in the arch. It'll allow us to have some freedom in the hips to draw the right hip forward in space. Hold the left back. We'll allow the very base of our spine to be heavy so that we sort of flatten out the curve of the spine. And we're able to come to a nice curve in the upper back, in the thoracic spine. We'll soften the shoulders away from the ears.
Continue to curl up. Feel as though you are being lifted by your heart. Continuing to sink deeper into your left thigh. We'll press the palms together, interlace the fingers, and turn the palms to face the sky. Take a full, beautiful breath in here. As you breathe out, lean to your right, lengthening the left arm, pressing the heel of the left hand toward the sky. Feel those left ribs lengthen. We'll inhale back to center. Exhale, lean left, lengthening the entire right side of the body. Still grounding down through your right heel. We'll inhale back to center. As you exhale, turn your fingertips to face the sky. Inhale, reach your fingertips forward and down to earth. Exhale to downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana. Connecting to that lift of the navel. Continuing to increase the space between your ears and the heads of your shoulders. Continuing to perk your sitting bones toward the sky. Maybe by bending the knees. And then just imagining that you have little headlights on your sitting bones, your ischial tuberosities, and you're just pointing them toward the ceiling. Making one of those little personal planetaria here. With your next breath in, we'll make our way to a plank, top of a push-up. You can modify plank by lowering the knees to the earth, and if you do that, we'll shift our gaze forward a bit and we'll drop the belly down a bit so that we maintain that nice long line of the spine. And we'll continue to breathe into that space just above the navel as you press back through your heels and you soften the space between the shoulders. Now let's all lower the knees to the earth. And we'll take in a nice, beautiful breath here. As you breathe out with elbows close to your sides, let's lower down 3 inches. We'll inhale back up. We'll breathe out, lower down 3 inches. Moshe, drop your booty a bit. And yeah, inhale back. We'll exhale, lowering our belly and chest to the earth, keeping our elbows glued to our sides. As you breathe in, pull your heart forward and curl up, nice gentle cobra. Shoulders and shoulder blades draw down the back. Tops of the feet press into the earth. Breathe the spine long as you tuck the chin. Exhale, release. As you breathe in, press your hips back toward your heel, Bhaktasana. And as you exhale, curl the toes and float to downward facing dog. Taking some beautiful breaths here. Connect with the length of your low to lowest back. Connect with that smoothness of breath. And with your next breath in, step your right foot forward between your hands. We'll lower the left heel down to earth and we'll rise up to warrior one, Virabhadrasana one. Let the heart be light as the right ribs draw back, the left ribs draw forward, and we connect that pinky toe side of our left foot with the earth. Beautiful. Heart's lifting, collarbones spreading. Allow yourself both to shine out through the fingers with intention, with intensity,
And at the same time, allow your shoulders to get to know gravity, to appreciate gravity. From here, let's interlace our fingers behind our head and gaze up at the space where the wall and the ceiling meet. Let your head become heavy. Let your shoulders become heavy. Feel that openness through the armpits, through the heart center, through the ribs. We'll again reach our fingertips high to the sky. And with your next breath in, reach the fingers forward and down to earth. As you exhale, step your left foot forward to meet the right. Uttanasana, forward fold.
We'll inhale up halfway, lengthening.
And exhale, fold.
As you breathe in, root down into the feet, bend the knees, lower the seat, and we'll sweep the arms and upper body around and up. Utkatasana.
Tailbone tucks under, so we sort of scoop that low back. Just kind of like the opposite of shaking our tail feathers. We scoop it all under. Yeah, beautiful. We'll flatten that. Draw the thumbs back in space and soften the shoulders away from the ears. We're connecting to the electricity in our quadriceps, connecting to the length of our spine. We'll take one more beautiful breath in here. And with your exhalation, hinge from the hips, fold forward, Uttanasana.
We'll inhale up halfway, lift the back of the heart and lengthen the spine. Exhale, fold. As you breathe in, step your left foot back, one leg length.
We'll lower the heel to the earth, and this time we'll rise up to Virabhadrasana 2, Warrior 2. The hip bones are both facing the long side of the mat. That left hip is peeling open just like the book. And we're scooping the tailbone under. So that might make us feel like we're sticking the very lowest part of our belly out. Our right knee is bent, our left leg is straight and strong. And we're connecting to the strength of the whole outside edge, that pinky toe side of our left leg. Our arms are buoyant from beneath, but sensitive to gravity from the top. And we find that space where the spine is perpendicular to earth. Where we are perfectly positioned in present. Neither living in the future nor dwelling in the past. Just right at that intersection of the two. We'll turn the right palm to face the sky. As you inhale, reach the upper body for the front of the room. And as you exhale, release your left hand back to your left thigh. Extend your right hand skyward. Relax your shoulders away from the ears. So again, here, we're connecting with a curve in the upper back. That lumbar curve will want to really go into it here. We'll really want to stick your booty out and stick your upper belly out. But over time, that can weaken that mid to low back. So it's important for us to curl into the upper back. Feel as though we were being lifted from this space between our heart, curling the shoulders up, back, and down. Exhaling back to Warrior Two. We'll inhale, bend the right elbow and drop the forearm to the top of the right thigh. As you exhale, sweep the left arm around and up overhead, just reaching like you were picking an apple. And then relaxing the shoulders away from the ears. So here it's easy to sink into that front leg. But let's really tap into the power of our extended leg by connecting to the heel, by pressing the heel into the earth, by connecting to the strength of that beautiful diagonal line we're creating, scooping the tailbone, and then spinning the heart to face the sky. That can be very subtle if we have any tension in our hips, but this is a practice of intention. Let's take one more beautiful breath here. Exhale, relaxing the shoulders even more. We'll inhale back to Virabhadrasana two. Exhale, feel yourself expand in every direction. We'll inhale and cartwheel the hands to earth. Exhale to downward facing. Drawing the navel toward the spine. Feeling the sitting bones perk. Connecting with the breath. And as you breathe in, make your way to plank. Top of a push-up. Pressing out through the heels. As you exhale, lower knees, belly, chest down to the earth. Elbows glued to your side. And as you inhale, peel the heart forward in cold breath, Bhujangasana. As you exhale, float to downward facing dog. Take your time. Allow your breath to initiate the movement. Allow your breath to circulate freely through the body as you move. And as you breathe in, step your left foot forward between your hands. We'll lower the right heel down to earth and we'll rise up to Virabhadrasana 2, second side. Gazing off over the distance. Over that middle left finger. Finding that equilibrium of effort and ease in the pose. That sense of lightness and groundedness. We'll turn our left palm to face. Inhale, reaching your left hand forward. Exhale, releasing it back. Reverse warrior two. Exalted warrior. Softening the shoulders away from the ears. Finding that curl in the upper back. Maybe even tucking the tailbone under ever so slightly. As you inhale, bend your left elbow, drop the forearm to the top of the left thigh. Exhale, sweep the right arm around and up overhead, reaching and then softening the right shoulder away from the ear. Connecting to this diagonal line, maybe spreading the fingers and shining out through those spaces between the fingers. Spinning the heart. Connecting. We are in Uttita Parsva Konasana.
Extended lateral angle. And as you breathe in, root down into the feet, rise back to warrior two. As you exhale, expand. Feel your wingspan rise. Feel the space between your shoulder blades. Inhale and cartwheel the hands to earth. And as you exhale, step your right forward to meet the left. Uttanasana, forward fold. We'll inhale up halfway. And exhale, fold. As you breathe in, root down into the feet. We'll rise up. Sweep the arms up. Gaze up. Lift through the heart. And exhale the hands to the heart. We'll release our palms, maybe step feet hip width apart. Tadasana, mountain pose, where we with our bodies connect earth and sky. Postures this evening, you may wish to step off of your mat. You may wish to come to the wall in the front or the back. It's up to you. We'll begin by grounding into our right foot. So lift the toes and spread them. Connect the four corners of your feet to the earth. The inner and outer ball, the inner and outer heel. You'll feel the arch lift. We'll soften the toes back down to earth, but continue to feel that lift. That will bring you buoyancy here as we bounce. We'll come to the ball of the left foot. We'll turn the left knee out to the left. Your gaze is soft, just down off the tip of the nose. The chin is parallel with the horizon. And as you're ready, bring the sole of that left foot to the inside edge of the right leg, either at the ankle, the calf, the thigh. Just not your knee joint. And the hands come to the heart, Anjali Mudra. Allow the tailbone to be heavy. And as the balance allows, you may wish to extend your arms toward the sky. You may wish to open them to really allow the shoulders to release. Vrikshasana. Tree pose. And the breath move through the entire body. We'll slowly bring the hands back to the heart. As you inhale, turn your left knee to face the front of the room. And as you exhale, we'll hinge from the hips, extending to Virabhadrasana 3, warrior 3. The gaze shifts to the earth. You have a nice long spine. The hips are square to the earth, so your left hip needs to be a little bit heavier than you might imagine. And you can either keep the hands at the heart or sweep them around and up overhead, shining out through the fingertips. Flexing the left foot allows you to bring muscle energy to the thigh and the booty, keeping that leg open. We'll inhale and unhinge, back to center. Exhale, release. Give your right ankle a break. We'll step the feet nice and wide and take some octopus arms, octopus spine. Loosening any parts of the body that might have gotten stuck. Moving in a way that supports you.
in a way that feels natural. And as you're ready, just preparing for side two. Bringing your awareness to your left foot, lifting your toes and spreading them. Connecting those four corners of the feet to the earth. Softening the toes down, but continuing to feel the lift. Turning your right knee out to the right. And as you're ready, bringing the sole of that right foot to the inside edge of your left leg. And softly bring the hands to the heart. Finding the roots of your tree. And as you're ready, extend your fingertips skyward, connecting with whatever arm position feels right for you. Or even making up a new one. Turn our right knee forward, taking a beautiful breath here. And as you exhale, hinge from the hips. Here of a Jocelyn of three, warrior three. Squaring the hips, finding the strength in your extended leg, your right leg, by flexing, shining out through the heel. Inhale and unhinge. Exhale, release. Give that left ankle a break. And again, bring some movement to the spine. You may wish to have your block in front of your toes, and you may also wish to use your strap, depending on what you like to do for Natarajasana or the dance in Shiva. This is the one where we either catch the inside edge of our foot, hold the arch side of your foot, or if that doesn't feel right, loop your strap around your foot, and we'll begin on our left foot with our right leg up in the air. So either catch the inside edge or loop your strap, hoist it up over your shoulders, kind of like Santa. So we're going to hold the inside edge of the foot from the inside. There we go. Inhale, your left hand side. And as you exhale, we'll hinge from the hips, kicking our right foot into our hands or into our strap with just as much force as we pull the hand into the foot. And we again, just like Virabhadrasana 3, allow that hip to be a little bit heavier than we think it needs to be. We keep it nice and square. We find the curve of our upper spine. So from here, let's inhale back to center. Bring the hands to the heart. We'll exhale back to Virabhadrasana 3. We're not staying here though. We'll release our left hand to earth or to our block and bring the right hand to the right hip. Peeling the hips open. Stacking the right hip on top of the left. Stacking the right shoulder on top. Shining out through the ball of that right foot. And as you're ready, extend the right hand side. Ardha Chandrasana. Half moon. And bring our hand back to the hip. Shift your gaze to the floor. Release your right hand to earth and slowly release your right foot to earth. Take a nice deep knee bent forward fold. Slowly begin to straighten the legs. Maybe shift the hips from left to right. And with knees bent, let's slowly roll up. Give that left ankle a break. We'll bring our awareness into our right foot. Lift the toes, spread them. Find your way. And as your balance is established, we'll either catch the inside edge of your left foot with our hand, or loop and scoop. Inhale the right hand skyward. As you exhale, we'll hinge from the hips, drawing our hand into our foot and our foot into our hand. Finding a sense of peace within this dance. We'll slowly inhale and unhinge. We'll exhale, Virabhadrasana 3. Release the right hand to earth or to your block. The left hand to the left hip and peel that left hip open so that your belly turns to face the back wall. Your booty cheeks are stacked, your hips are stacked. Extending that left hand skyward. Connecting to the strength in your left leg. And we'll slowly bring our left hand back to the left hip. Shift your gaze to the floor. Release your left hand to the earth and release your left foot. Nice, deep, soothing forward fold. Shifting the hip. And we'll slowly roll up, taking our time. Just roll the shoulders up, back and down. Good. Now let's all take our mats and press them up against that wall. Inside of the mat to the wall. And let's take all of your props with you. So we'll begin by doing a little demo. So if I could have everybody come over by me. Don't worry. There's something for everyone here. So I thought tonight we could practice Shirshasana 1. And don't worry, we'll do some more preparatory work before we get into it. But I thought it would be good for us to all see how this works. So where we're going is headstand. We'll be up against the wall, but I want you to look at my hands and at my head, which is kind of hard for you to see when I'm so close to the wall. This posture begins in table, elbows lower down, and they go right beneath our shoulders, which is much closer together than we might think. We interlace our fingers like this, kind of like we're holding someone's hand. And this is how they stay. This is as open as they are. We take our head and we press it back just underneath there. And we take our time. We drop the tops of the shoulders away from the ears, just like in downward facing dog. This is sort of natural, like, oh, I'm hanging out on the crown of my head. This is supercharged. My elbows press into the earth. You could put a piece of paper underneath my head here. There's space between it and the floor. When we're ready, we'll curl the toes and we'll lift the hips and we'll just walk our feet in. We'll get used to this and we'll drop the tops of the shoulders away from the ears. And we'll just spend time here.
As you're ready, we'll walk even closer and we'll bring one and then both knees in toward the chest. Drop the tops of the shoulders away from the ears and we'll extend one and then both legs. Igniting the feet, using our legs to draw ourselves up. And we always take a rest before we come back up. Otherwise, you might sit up and see stars. So that's ultimately where we're going. We'll take a few preparatory poses on the way. But before we get there, does anyone have any structural questions?
I remember when I did it before, we kind of cupped our head in our hands. But you want it more closed than that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's hardly any weight on your head. And if you're cupping, you're more likely to put weight on your head. This is a less neck-intensive version than Shirshasana 2, tripod headstand. And the way we do that is once you are more comfortable here, you will be able to push yourself away from the floor.
So the head's really not on the ground.
Barely.
The weight is on your.
It's true, and that's why I sometimes, maybe to your annoyance, talk about drawing the top of the shoulders away from the ears. We're using all of that to pull ourselves up. The feet too. When you see the feet flex, you're drawing energy up. Those four corners of the feet, that's lifting you, almost defying gravity.
And we're facing the wall.
Well, you'll be.
The opposite of what you were.
You'll okay. Have your seat to the middle of the room.
Okay.
I just did it this way because I thought it's easier for you to see. Yes. Okay, so find your mat and we'll begin with something called dolphin kisses, which is, I'd say, a good way to know how ready you are on this journey. So you want to start facing me. We'll come to table and we'll lower our elbows down to earth. We'll bring our thumbs about 2 inches apart. Spread your fingertips nice and wide. Curl the toes and take in a breath here. As you breathe out, let your hips float high to the sky. Then we'll just press our thighs back in space, just like we're in downward facing dog, but on our forearms. And as you breathe in, lower your nose to the space between your thumbs. As you breathe out, press back up. As you breathe in, lower. And as you breathe out, press back up. We'll do this 3 more times at your own pace. Lower nice and slow. And press back up. Spines look beautiful. And once you've finished, you can inhale, lowering the knees to the earth, and exhale, let the hips drop back toward the heels, just taking in some nice deep breaths. So that is a wonderful place for us to begin our journey. And if you're feeling less than confident about going upside down, I think that practicing 5 of those every day for several weeks or several months will bring you to a whole new place with your shoulders and with your arms. From here, let's slowly begin to come back up to a seat. We'll walk our hands toward our knees, and now we'll turn around so that we're facing the wall. Beautiful. And then we'll come to table, Chakravarti, and just lower your elbows down to the earth. Good, now we're going to bring our hands very close to the wall. So scooch very close.
interlace your fingers just like you saw me do, just like you were holding someone's hand. And then we'll slowly lower our head to the earth and press the back of your head into your hand, into that little space between your wrists. And ideally, the crown of our head is touching the earth, but most importantly, we want our neck to remain its nice natural shape, maintain its nice natural shape. From here, curl your toes and lift your hips. And just take in a few breaths here. Begin by letting your shoulders drop away from your ears, using the strong muscles in your back to draw the shoulder blades down the back toward the hips. Feel as though you could push yourself away from the floor with your elbows. And then maybe just walk those feet closer to you. Baby steps. Just getting used to the idea of your hips being stacked. Just walk. And then as you're ready, maybe bring one knee in toward your chest. And maybe the other knee. Just taking your time. This is where we really tap into that navel lift that we were talking about earlier, because we use so much core strength here to draw those knees in. Nice, toes. Once you are there, ignite your feet. Yeah. Beautiful. Draw your knees, or excuse me, your elbows closer together. Yes, okay. Now push into those elbows. Yes. Now maybe bring one knee in. I know it's so hard, isn't it? As with all things, it's not all going to happen in the first day. In fact, I think this one takes about 500 times to feel normal, to feel not so weird, because so many of us are used to practicing a headstand like, I don't know, back in elementary school gym, where we're right on the top of our head. And changing that takes time. And once you are ready and you've taken some time in child's pose, we'll come onto our backs and we will take our blanket folded like such. We're going to work our way into Sarvangasana, shoulder stand, using the blanket and the wall. So there's about 18 inches between the bottom of your blanket and the wall, give or take. And we'll begin by making our way into just a modified version of Viparita Karani, legs up the wall, where our legs are extended up the wall, and where our shoulders are resting completely on our blanket, but our head is hanging off the top of the blanket. And just taking a few breaths here. In fact, this might be your pose. And take a moment to draw your shoulders underneath your back and sort of puff up your chest. Now your chin is level with the wall. That is, you're just staring straight ahead at those lines on the ceiling. We'll maintain that natural curve of our neck, so there'll always be space between the back of your neck and the floor. Now from here, if it feels right to you, you may wish to press one and then both feet into the wall, lifting your low back and mid-back away from the floor and pressing your hands into your low back. A preparatory version of Sarvangasana, shoulder stand. This is a wonderful way for us to practice stacking our knees over our hips, over our shoulders. Beautiful. And now as you are ready, if you are ready, you may wish to extend one leg toward the sky, stacking your ankle over knee, over hip, over shoulder, igniting that foot. And if it feels right, you may wish to extend the other leg. Maybe not. Make sure you honor your body. Beautiful. So we're maintaining that natural curve of our neck. Our gaze stays just straight ahead of the sky. And after a while, you may begin to experiment with a puffing of the chest. That is, the space around your breastbone may begin to lift toward your chin as your chin stays fixed. I was once reading something somewhere, and Iyengar said that 12 breaths a day in shoulder stand will keep you eternally young. So this is one of those postures that is sort of essential to our practice, and finding a way to get comfortable in it could be the meat and potatoes of your practice for a bit. I know this is one of those that until we sort of feel at home in it, it can be supremely uncomfortable. But then once we find our way, it really can add a lot to the practice. Energetically, our awareness comes to our throat center, our Vasuda chakra. This is where our metabolism is regulated. It's the bridge between our heart and our mind, a source of communication. And by purifying it, we are more able to openly express what's within us. World. Now to come out, we slowly bring the feet one at a time back to the wall and use the wall, since we have it, to roll the spine down one vertebrae at a time. Use the strength of your legs to come down with ease. And take some time in Viparita Karani, legs up the wall. Feel the very lowest part of the back be heavy. Feel the belly be heavy. If you feel any tension in the low back, you may wish to draw the knees toward the chest. And then we'll slowly draw the knees toward the chest, one at a time. And just roll to your favorite side. And take your time coming back to a seat with your legs facing the middle of the room. Now, although this particular version of headstand that we practiced tonight is less intense on our neck, we still did put some pressure on our cervical spine. And to relieve that, we practice Matsyasana, fish pose, where we extend the legs out onto the floor, where we bring our hands behind our low back and come to rest on the elbows. I think this is sort of like talking to your friend at the beach pose. We lift up through the heart, feel your belly expand. And as it feels right, allow your head to drop back behind you. Feeling any tension, just release through the crown of the head. But continue to feel that lift through the heart, that expansion through the heart center, the Anahata chakra. You may even feel as though your ribs were opening. If this brings tension in your low back, bend the knees and bring the soles of the feet to the floor as you practice. You will gently lift the head and take a moment to look either at your knees or at your toes, depending on where your legs are. And look over your left shoulder and your right shoulder. Pressing your elbows into the floor, let's come back to a seat. And we'll do a little experiment here. We'll take our legs nice and wide, wider than we would sit at dinner. Now, if you find yourself here sort of feeling like this, and I'm exaggerating, but if this is sort of your natural state, or if you need to prop yourself up, I suggest taking your blanket, folding it, placing it underneath your sitting bones, and then scooching all the way forward. Your pelvis will tilt forward, almost like you're just about to scooch off the edge. You're barely on. Yes. And then sit up nice and tall. Good. That'll give our pelvis a tilt and our spine a lift. Now our thigh bones are pressing down here. Our kneecaps are facing up. We'll inhale the fingertips skyward. Enliven the feet. As you exhale, begin to draw your heart forward as though we're reaching for that space where the wall and the floor meet across the room. We'll tuck the chin so that your neck lengthens. And we'll release our hands to earth. Now here we are keeping our spine in one nice long unit. So we're lengthening and we're letting the heart soften. Letting the heart draw down to earth. Your elbows soften, your shoulders release against away from the ears. And if you like, you can grab your big toes. But only if doing so won't make you go like this. Because this is creating more tension. It's not releasing tension. Good. With each breath in, your spine lengthens. Each breath out, your heart softens. We'll slowly begin to walk back up. And from here, we'll lower all the way down to the earth. Now we're going to switch directions again, but I promise this is the last time. We take both of our legs and place them up against the wall, about as wide as your mat, maybe not quite. And we come to our back and bring our feet to these blocks. scooching our seat close enough to your blocks to where your shins are vertical. Allow your feet to hang off the back edge of your block so that you have a little bit of traction there. So from here, we'll bring our arms to our sides, turning the palms to face the sky. And then bring your shoulders and your shoulder blades underneath your back completely. So your chest may puff up a bit and your spine may float away from the floor. And as you breathe in, press your feet into the earth, to your blocks, and lift the hips, the low, the mid, the upper back. Coming to Setu Bandha, Sarvangasana, bridge pose. Our gaze is just straight ahead of the sky. But our heart is lifting and expanding. And once you are here, allow your glutes, allow the muscles in your booty to relax. Allow the muscles in the backs of your legs, your hamstrings, to relax. Allow the big muscles in your calves, the gastrocnemius, to relax. And you'll notice the front of your body become vibrant, become awake, become a bit more charged here. Feel the breath circulate through that entire front side of your body. And with your next exhalation, maybe move your shoulders and your arms out to the sides before slowly rolling down one vertebra at a time. Take your time. Come all the way down. And maybe just let your knees shift from left to right. And let your head rock from left to right. Now from here, you can either come back to this posture, Setu Bandha Sarvangasana, or if you would like to continue on to Urdhva Dhanurasana, or Upward Facing Bow, do that as well. We begin in the same place. We tuck the shoulders underneath the body, the palms face the sky. As you breathe in, we press the feet into the blocks, lifting up through the hips, the low, the mid, the upper back. And the chest moves to meet the chin. And then we soften the back of the body. If you'd like, you can bring your hands up by your shoulders, turning your fingers to face the shoulders, and press on to the crown of the head. From here, if you'd like to press the hands into the earth, pressing up to wheel Urdhva Dhanurasana, gazing between the thumbs. Remembering that right where you are is right where you need to be. You may feel more openness through the low back in this version with our friends, the block. And as you are ready, we come out slowly, the same way we came in, taking our time. Once you have touched down, draw the knees toward the chest, and just rock from side to side. Feeling the low back connect with the earth. Maybe rocking the head from side to side. And now without too much internal fuss, just scooch yourself away from the wall, keeping your awareness within. Keeping your
tension within. And we'll take the feet about as wide as your mat, with the knees still bent, soles of the feet still on the floor. And now, like windshield wipers, we'll allow the knees to both fall to the right, so they stay apart, and the inside edge of your left knee lowers down toward earth, the outside edge of your right knee lowers down. And you may wish to leave your arms at your sides. You can extend them up overhead or out to T. Whatever feels like the space where you're able to release the most. We'll slowly inhale the knees back to that center space. Just like windshield wipers, as you exhale, allow them to fall to the left. In this most asymmetrical of twists, higher chakrasana, the wheel of life. Begin to allow the body to feel heavy. And we'll inhale the knees back to center. And just take this time to make any last adjustments to your body, maybe hugging the knees to the chest. Maybe extending yourself like a pencil, making yourself as long as possible. Doing whatever would feel delicious in this moment. And then preparing your body for Shavasana. Using whatever props feel right. If you have low back pain, sometimes placing a rolled blanket underneath your thighs is nice. Sometimes supporting the neck is nice. Sometimes covering the feet can be particularly grounding. And we'll take our time coming to that space where the palms turn to face the sky. A comfortable distance from the body. Not so close as to make you feel claustrophobic. Not so far away as to make you feel disconnected from the body. Take this time to thank the body for all of the work it did in this practice, for all the work it does every day. As you make your way through the world. And then allow the body to soften from your scalp all the way down to the tips of your toes. Allow the body to feel heavy and to feel held by the space.
slowly begin to bring your awareness back into your body, back into the spaces between your fingers, and the spaces between your toes. Simply become aware of where your body sits in space. Deepening of breath to invite the smallest of movements back to your body, beginning almost imperceptibly, movement in the skin, movement in the face, and allow that movement to invite bigger movements.
Still slow,
almost glacial on your face. Keeping your awareness deep within. Movements to a more noticeable place, maybe wiggling the fingers and wiggling the toes. Maybe making circles with the wrists and the ankles. Rocking the head from side to side. And sweeping the arms out to the sides of the top of the head. Making the body just as long as possible. And then hugging the knees toward the chest. And rocking from side to side, giving yourself one last low back massage. And then roll into your favorite. Taking this time to remember where we began. Our journey inward began with a single breath. Began with our intention. Remembering that no effort on this path is ever wasted. And we'll slowly begin to make our way back to a nice tall seat. Taking your time. Moving slowly. Keeping your awareness within. Finding your way back to that much space as we can. And slowly bringing the hands to the heart, to Anjali Mudra, the gesture of offering. And I thought tonight we could conclude our practice by chanting Om Shanti Om 3 times, followed by one big beautiful Om. Om is the embodiment of all stages of consciousness. And Shanti is the Sanskrit word for peace. The chant sounds like this. Om Shanti Om. And we'll practice it after we've taken one full cycle of breath together. Deep breath in. And out. And in. Om Shanti Om. Om Shanti Om. Om Shanti Om. Thank you all so much for sharing your practice with us in this room, for sharing your practice with this space, and for sharing your yoga with the world through your intention. I wish you constant connection to that intention on your path until we meet again and always. Namaste. Sure to let me know. See you all.